Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. And he shall be leave on. And he
shall be a good man. And he shall be leave on. That's Sir Elton bringing us back. His original breaking song in America, Leave On. 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Steve Del Bianco is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, all the way back to 18 years at least. He's been hanging out with us, director, executive director of netchoice.org. NetChoice is an outstanding tech company. Steve, tell us about it. Tech advocacy.
That's right, Jim. And that's right.
Tech advocacy trade, company,
trade association. Advocacy. Not even a company, Jim. A trade association, a nonprofit trade association. We're governed and managed by our members, which are large tech companies, e-commerce platforms, and several thousand online consumers that follow our site, folks like you. NetChoice's mission is pretty simple, Jim. We're trying to make the Internet safe for free expression and free enterprise. And that's harder than you would think it would be, given the government's inclination to want to regulate. And until recently, it was only the government I was worried about. But now I'm genuinely worried about the sentiments of some consumers who might think that we need to regulate, break up, or in other ways, shut down the tech innovation.
I want you to give us a couple more data points on their survey, folks. This is a very expensive. When I see this survey that they conducted, Steve, this is leadership. I want to congratulate you on that. I'm really proud of you guys. This is a very comprehensive survey, Steve, and you guys. This is putting their money where their mouth is, folks. Steve, I want you to give us a couple more data points, and then I want to have a little discussion about the future. Go ahead and give us some other pieces that we need to know.
Right. We said 3 out of 4 Americans think that online advertising really helps small businesses. There was also some great findings here. The fact that only 10% of Americans think the government should stop online businesses from acquiring other companies. And 5%, only 5% think the government should focus its anti-competition, its anti-competitive resources on tech platforms. The notion that some in Washington are calling for breaking up an Amazon, breaking up a Facebook or a Google, but only 5% of Americans thought that was a smart idea. Instead, the majority believe that other industries, pharmaceuticals, the energy industry, communications companies, that those are far more in the crosshairs when it comes to competitive concerns. The calls for breakup don't resonate with regular Americans. Also, Americans are really not comfortable at all in telling the online platforms or consumers how to offer their services, right? There's a call by the Open Market Institute to say that your phone should not be displayed in color, but by default, your phone should be in black and white so that it'll be less, I guess, less addictive to the brains of consumers. That's interesting. Right. Well, Americans seem to reject that kind of government mandate. Another is when you're watching.
I remember when we got color television. There was no mandate about that. And that addicted a lot of folks.
There wasn't. I know. That's true. And when you're watching,
I should have been prevented from buying those paisley pants that I bought a few decades ago. You know, when they came out. Steve, give us another point or two, and then I've got some questions for you. Go ahead.
Yeah, Americans definitely believe that ad-supported online services that are free are vastly preferable than having to pay for the same online services. Only by a 3-to-1 margin, Americans said they'd rather get it for free, even if it means seeing ads, versus having to pay for it. And that opens the possibility. I mean, the WallStreetJournal.com is a paywall, so is the NewYorkTimes.com. So there are some businesses that have been able to make it with a paywall. But for many companies, Small Business Advocate and others, and NetChoice.org, if I had to charge people to visit my website, it's just not going to work. I'm not going to get any traffic.
But the thing people have to realize, and I don't know if you ask these people this, I mean, more and more people have to realize that when it's free, you're the product. more than likely, especially for the big companies. Not my company, not my website. I mean, you know, if you come to my website, we know a little bit about what's going on there, but we don't know who you are, and we don't monetize that the way the big companies do. But if you're using something free, folks, an app or whatever, you're the product, and as long as you understand that, that's fine. But Steve, one of the points I want to make to you is, the big tech companies, as good a news as this research is, I think for them, they aren't off the hook. They've got, the more powerful they are, the more they're able to leverage digital technology, and the more than they're going to be responsible for the power that they have, and they're going to have to find a way to prove to everyone that they're operating in an ethical way, and they better do that before the government comes in, because you and I both know if the government gets involved, they will mess it all up.
Oh, that's a great point. And watching the way that the ethics is a seesaw in this town, because there are those in Congress who are beating up on Facebooks and Twitters and YouTube because they allowed people to run content prior to the election, okay? And then you turn the page to the next day, and we're beating up those same companies because they disallowed someone from putting their content on the platform. So it's a really fine balance these companies have to walk to try to protect the integrity for their audience, but at the same time to allow free expression.
And this is in my opinion, a debate that we've never had before in any other industry. And it's going to be very interesting how it plays out over the next 5 years. Netchoice.org, folks, check that out. Go there and find out about this research. You'll be glad you did. Steve Del Bianco, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you, Jim.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.